And now it's time for more of Southern California's sports fishing voice. Let's Talk Hookup. This portion of the show is sponsored in part by Ford, the official truck of Let's Talk Hookup. Rancho Leonero, where your wildest Baja dreams come true. Maui Jim Sunglasses, the choice of the best captains. Shimano Rods and Reels, fish with the best, Shimano. And by Yamaha Outboards, official motor sponsor of Let's Talk Hookup. Here we go. Another great hour of Southern California's sports fishing voice. Let's Talk Hookup. Here's Pete Gray, Rock Cod Rick Mexa, and Corey Sandin.
Welcome back. Hour number two. Let's Talk Hookup on the Mighty 1090. Pete Gray here with Rock Cod Rick Mexa, Jeff Hughes, and Dan Hasbrook from H&H Marine. We're talking everything. Yamaha Outboards, bait tanks, just talking striper boats, all kinds of good stuff. We've just scratched the surface here. Talk about mobile service, everything.
Yeah, it's a great time. And like you say, just a great opportunity having these two guys in here. I mean, if you are a trailer boat guy, if you're an in-the-water guy, big boat, small boat, it doesn't matter. I mean, these are the gurus when it comes to keeping that thing running and fixing and all things combined. So if you got questions, we want to hear from you today. It's going to be a great show, another great second hour here of Let's Talk Hookup coming for you. If you want to join in the fun, two ways you can do that. Again, first, our local line, that's 858 area code 457-1090. Again, 858-457-1090. Or call us toll free. That one's 877-792-1090. Again, 877-792-1090. And not only are we getting a chance to talk to Jeff and Dan today, we're also giving away such a killer prize. One lucky caller at the end of the show today is going to win the highest end sunglasses on the water, and that's a brand new pair of Maui Jims. We're giving away a pair of Maui Jim Big Waves with a translucent matte gray frame, the blue Hawaii lens, and that killer Maui Pure lens material. It's a really, really nice pair of Maui Jims coming to somebody at the end of the show today.
That really like that that blue Hawaii lens, too.
Yeah, they're great.
That and the HT are my two go-tos.
There you go. I like it.
Yeah, those are
I'm with you.
Awesome, for sure. All right. Hey, phones are packing up. Go ahead and get a chance to get through, 877-792-1090. Let's jump in the phones, Rick.
You got it, man. Let's talk to Jim. He's calling us from National City this morning. What's up, Jim? Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
Yeah, good morning, guys. I am a non-boat owner, but I have several of my friends that have boats, and I constantly hear the horror stories of them taking their boats to mechanics that are non-reparable. I mean, it's just real horror stories. So that's why I find the show very interesting today, because of now I found out about H&H Marine, and I can turn this over to my friends, and they'll have a place where they can go and be confident. The other part of my question is that striper boat, do you show that at your shop? Do you have that at your shop in a showcase, or how does that boat, how do you get to view that particular boat?
Yeah, it is at our shop on Garnett. It's 2680 Garnett Ave. We're also going to be at the Sun Road Boat Show next weekend, so you'd have a chance to see us there. We're going to try to get the boat in the water as well at Dana Landing over the next 3 months, so do some rides. And to the first part of your question or comment, I appreciate that. That was one of the reasons why me and Jeff got in this business, is we kind of got shafted by some mechanics before, and I've been there. So we wanted to change it up a little bit.
Yeah, and oh, go ahead, Jim.
I didn't mean to interrupt, but I mean, these guys, several of my friends have just horror stories of dealing with boat mechanics.
It can happen, no doubt about it, for sure. Hey, Jim, good point. Go visit them over at H&H Marine, which is where, guys?
It's on 2680 Garnett Ave, right in PB, right when you get off the 5. You can't miss
us.
Yeah.
Your
location
is fantastic.
It's like a block off of Mission Bay Drive.
It really is, yeah.
Yeah, so. Mission Bay Drive and Garnett.
That's right.
Yeah. It's hard to
can't
miss.
Drive to PB without driving in front of the shop.
That's right.
Shop.
You'll see the boats, and you'll be excited because we're right there.
Right in front there. All right, Jim. Thanks a lot for the phone call this morning. By the way, we've known Jeff, and Jeff's been around for a long time. We know he started Dana Landing and a lot of other stuff before that. How'd you get started in the marine business, Dan?
That's a bit of a long story that I'll make short. I actually used to be a helicopter pilot for 8 years, and I couldn't find a good pilot job in San Diego. Me and my wife lived here. Got in the marine industry with Freedom Boat Club, opened up that franchise in 2014, Jeff was my dock master
right.
at Dana Landing. He luckily gave me three slips. No, everybody else said no. And then through Freedom, I needed better mechanics. I needed access to parts. I needed access to a yard and trailers and trucks. And he wanted to own a dealership, and so did I. So
wow.
Yeah.
Are you still a helicopter pilot?
I do fly occasionally. Matter of fact, me and him were talking about getting up this year if we can. So
that's wild.
That's
yeah.
something you need to add to your boat club is a little, yeah. Yeah, a little fish spotter
exactly.
service. Like, hey, you can hire me. I'll put you on every
yeah,
kelp patty all day long.
There
no problem.
Go.
Do that.
That's a good idea.
My wife would love that.
Yeah.
Freedom helicopter service.
There,
right?
there you go.
That'd be a good one for sure. That's cool. But and it's a great been a great partnership. You guys, you know, started out opening that location, and it's been a really good deal for you.
It really has, yeah. We're really happy. We're seeing expansion. We're definitely, like you said, adding the mobile service. It's been a huge factor. I'd love to add another truck this year too. So
yeah. So you actually have a truck that goes around and
dedicated.
That's what they do. They go around doing mobile service.
That's right. Truck and two trailers. I got a trailer that can fit up to how big a boat, Jeff? 32.
32.
Yeah.
33.
Yeah. 32.
Where you go down, haul the boat out.
Right.
Sometimes you can do the work right there. And sometimes it's a little more extensive. You'll take it back to the shop.
Right. All situational based on what repair needs to be done. But yeah. if we can do it right at the launch ramp, I mean, it saves everybody time and money at that point.
Yeah.
You know, just bang it out and put the boat back on the water.
It'd be a quick and easy deal.
Yep.
Yeah. I got to just say, like, our last service with Jeff was just, I mean, it was as painless of a thing as you could ever imagine. Super professional came, picked up our boat, pulled it out, did the service. I mean, like, here's photos of what our oil looked like. Everything was killer. Boat back in, used it the next day. It was painless. You cannot get more painless than that. We were super, super happy with it. It's really, really easy.
Yeah.
And that's, again, that keeps you on that maintenance path. That's one of the reasons why maintenance does get overlooked. It could be a pain in the butt. You want to use the boat on Saturday. You don't want to you don't want to pull it out and spend your weekend working on it. You want to get to use it. Well, you can have these guys do that repair on Wednesday, and the boat's ready to roll for you in the weekend when it's time to go fishing.
There you go. How big is, like, if somebody needs a 100-hour service, how big of a turnaround is that?
Same day.
You'll
yep.
do it that day.
Yep. Yeah. I mean, we're about a week out and scheduling and all that sort of stuff, but
yeah.
you can expect...
You can't call you tomorrow and say, I need a service tomorrow. You
right.
need to schedule about a week out.
Yeah, but at the same time, if he happens to be on Tuesday going to shelter and there's another boat close, I mean, if we can fill that day, we can. So, yeah, a week out, a couple days out. But absolutely, yeah. We're trying to keep the wait list as short as possible. We know that's a big challenge around town. People are 2 months out. You can't do that. That's not what we want to do. And we're like being a week out right now, it's off season. Call us up. Let's get the 100-hour service done now.
Exactly.
I was going to say, like Gundy said, service your reels now. Now is the time to get your service done, right?
Yep. That's right.
The
yeah.
worst thing you can do is let it sit. You let it sit, ignore it. It's just the worst thing you can do for a boat motor is do nothing. You know, it's running the thing every day is so much better than, you know, than not at the end of the day. And having these guys have that thing dialed in and it's just, yeah, huge. The life of your motor will be 10 times longer properly serviced and run all the time.
There's nothing worse than a boat that sits.
Yeah,
yeah,
for sure.
Sure. Let's go ahead and jump in the phones, Rick.
You got it. Well, we got some very patient callers on the line. Again, if you want to get through, 858-457-1090. We got a brand new caller, Hank. We always say first-time callers go right to the front of the line. That's the case with Hank calling from Oceanside. Good morning, Hank. Welcome to the show.
Hey, good morning, guys. First-time caller. Love your show. I was listening yesterday about the Shogun, and I've never been out to the ocean to fish. And I'm new to it. I, you know, occasionally do a little trout fishing at Dixon, but I love to get out there and catch a 300-pound tuna.
Yeah, we'd all would.
You know,
no doubt.
But, like, you know, being a first-time guy wanting to get out there, who do you guys recommend? Like, you know, how do I get out there? What do I got to do? Because I want to get out there and try it out. So
I'd start on a half or three-quarter or what they call full-day trip now, you know. Go see Fred
yeah.
over on the Daily Double or the Dolphin or Fisherman's Landing or the new Seaforth out of Seaforth. Or, you know, start on a half-day trip. See how you like it and then move to a full-day trip, you know, San Diego or the Liberty and or the Mission Bell and see how you like it.
Those trips are so easy, Hank, that you know, even if you don't have your gear, if you're starting out, they all have nice gear that's available, but those
cool.
trips are very easy to deal with. They've got a great galley, some food and drink. You don't have to worry about that. The crew is really good. I'm with Pete, man. That's just the easy thing about it. They're not too terribly expensive. It's an easy day. You can kind of dip your toe in and see if you like it. It's it's a dirty trick because you will get hooked. There's no doubt about it. It's fun fishing.
Oh, no,
it's really
I'm hooked because I listen to you guys every weekend, and I'm like, I want to get out there. And, you know, just one of those things, like, I just don't have the, you know, the equipment, and I always wonder if that was the hassle, not having the equipment.
Yeah. Not a factor at all. You can rent it right at the landing. The people on the boat, the deckhands and the captain will take care of you. Just tell them you're new. Tell them I'm new and I need your help, and they'll take care of you. That's their job. And you know, whenever Fred's on the show here, you always hear him. It's like he loves new people on the boat, so on the Daily Double. So, yeah.
Awesome.
Give it a try. Point Loma Sport Fishing, Fisherman's Landing, C4 Sport Fishing. You can't go wrong with those three landings. They're just finest available, no doubt. And give it a try. I think you get hooked. One thing I'll mention, too, especially, Hank, is especially for new people on the water, the weather forecasting tools are so good.
That's a really good call, Pete. Yeah.
And like I was supposed to take some people out tomorrow, looked at Windy TY and buoy weather, saw that the wind's supposed to blow like 20 knots tomorrow, and said, no, this is not a day where we're going to go fishing. Canceled the trip or postponed the trip to another day. You can know 3, 4, 5, 6 days out what the wind's going to be like. And Windy TY is a really good source. There's plenty of others. But if that wind's blowing more than 12 knots, you know, it could be a little more challenging.
Yeah, wait till next
time.
Pick
another day.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
You know, or just that way you know what you're getting into. Fishing's really good. Bring an extra jacket. You want to go for it. But if you're just starting out wanting a nice, easy day out, I'm with you, man. Just wait till the weather's right and solid. And this time of year is easy, too. You can get – there's really good sand bass fishing going on right now. There's good sand bass fishing. There's good halibut fishing down the beach. It's a great time to go, and there's a lot less crowds on the boat right now. I'm with you. I think it's a great time. And this week coming forward, we've got, again, with the exception of Monday, we've got some really nice weather.
Yeah. And this – typically, winter is the best time for weather. We get the flattest, calm weather in this time of the year.
In between little systems, it's usually really nice.
Yep, you bet. Hey, have fun, Hank. Thanks a lot for listening, and glad we hooked you up, for sure.
I got a question for the boys as far as, you know, using you boat mechanic-wise. Do you or have you ever done, or is that a segment of the business where I'm really thinking about going and buying this new used boat, but motor is always the issue? Can we pay for like a, you know, what would normally be a service amount to have somebody come and, you know, on my behalf and look at the used boat with me? I mean, you know, we pay a couple $100 to either get the okay or save a lifetime of headache on, you know, on a potential purchase that might not be the right thing.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. The boat evals I recommend for everybody on a used boat, especially if it's a boat that we can plug into. You know, we can download the computer. It can tell you how it runs. I mean, what's great about that is it can tell you this gentleman you're buying the boat from ran it 90% at wide open throttle, where this guy over here ran it at 2,000 RPM at 90% of the time. So it's a less usage on the motor. So you kind of know what you're getting, which is nice. A lot of people don't know that. We'll just come, plug it in, give you the full readout.
That's huge.
So,
is that for just Yamahas or
anything? No, Merc or actually, we have everything right now.
Really?
Yeah, we have every single motor we can plug into.
And you can see the whole history of what's been going on with that motor.
Yeah.
Again, you want to talk about a potential, you know, spending a little to save you a fortune later. I mean, a nice used boat can be a considerable mega purchase, but otherwise you have nothing to go off of other than, you know, than looks and somebody's word. So to pay a little bit up front and have somebody that knows their way around a motor give you the thumbs up or the, oh man, let's maybe rethink this a little bit. I mean, that could save you a lifetime of headache.
No doubt about it. Yeah. 858-457-1090. Open right now. You want to jump into the phones? There's your chance. Win a pair of Maui Jim sunglasses. Talk to these two experts. Here you go.
You got it. Rory and Wildemar is up next on Let's Talk Hookup. What's up, Rory? Welcome to the show.
Howdy, sir. Yeah. I would really like to know. Okay, I've got a problem on my boat. And I've got a 26-foot Sea Swirl Stiper, and I put it in reverse, and it goes great. But I put in forward, and then I got to go down almost to the end to find out when it engaged. So I'm just asking a question on that one, and yeah. So do you have an answer on that?
Rory, let me just repeat the question so I make sure I understand it properly. So you're saying on your boat, when you shift in reverse, it engages reverse, perfectly fine. When you're looking to shift into forward, you have to really, you know, use what we would call the throw of the throttle. You're pushing way forward before it engages into forward. Is that what you're expressing?
Yes.
Okay. Could be a couple of different things. It could be a cable adjustment. It could be the cable is stretched. You know, certainly something we can figure out for you, but I would really have to see it. I mean, this is just, you know, kind of hypothetical.
Yeah, there's a lot of different types of things that could be factor.
Sure.
Yeah. Thanks a lot for the call, Roy. I hope that, yeah, give them a call, and hopefully they'll help you out there. The newer technology now with Yamaha and a lot of the other outboards, too, is all electronic shifting, right?
Mm-hmm.
How do you like that?
I love it.
Yeah. Reliable?
I've yet to see too many issues. That's always the question, you know, giving up your mechanical ability to shift is now everything's done fly-by-wire or through the computer. But when you think about it, I like to kind of set some folks' mind at ease is, you know, the rest of the motor for years, you know, years before this, you know, concept came out, you have to remember the there's an ECM in there that's pretty much telling the engine how to function anyway. So even if you're using a mechanical shift lever, you know, that's got some linkage, and then based on that angle, it just tells the computer how much, you know, fuel to distribute and, you know, through the injector system and all that stuff. So you're really under the mercy of a computer anyway.
Yes.
So why not just let it control your shift and throttle as well?
Why not alleviate a mechanical cable that does go bad and does stretch and does require maintenance and all those kinds of things?
Exactly.
Yeah. And they're pretty trouble-free.
I mean, we just did a sea trial the other day with a repower that went from a mechanical to a digital engine, and you know, the customer was... Whoa, I can't have how you know, responsive this is. Like, cool. You know, and it's very similar to actually, you know, even Rory's example just a moment ago is that, you know, that is eliminated now.
Exactly.
The stickiness of your control box. I mean, you can just adjust the friction for what you want to feel when you shift it, and everything else is just taken care of for you.
Because it's all electronic.
Yeah.
Didn't we do a second station on that boat, too?
We did.
Yeah, so that made it easier, too. So now you're just plug and play up top.
That's great.
A little less labor when you're paying on our side for that. We can put that in really easy.
Somebody has mechanical shifters on their boat.
Mm-hmm.
Is it possible to convert to electronics?
Yep.
It is?
Yeah.
Okay. And it depends on the model of the engine, the age of the engine.
There are a lot of things that go into it, yeah. I mean, there are aftermarket versions of stuff that you could put together that still has mechanical arms that go into, you know, basically a control box unit, and then there's a microprocessor that controls from your digital control down.
Pretty much anything, man.
Yeah, you could do it either way. I mean, you can stick with the tradition. I mean, like your boat, Pete.
Yes.
I mean, mechanical control from upstairs. You can do it all variations.
Right, yeah. Right. And like my outboard, too, my 150 four-stroke, has the ability to do either mechanical or electronic, right?
Yes and no.
Yes and no.
So if you have a mechanical engine, it's going to require the cables to shift it.
Aha.
But you could, in theory, adapt it so that you had electronic controls shifting it.
Okay. Yep. All right. So it's see you and see what whether you if you want electronic shifters, which are great because they're like you say, it's like you put it in gear, and it's like right now.
Yeah, they're all going that way anyway. Eventually, it's all every new outboard that's sold is going to be electronic. It's only a matter of time.
Yeah, for sure. All right, 877-792-1090 or 858-457-1090. Open right now.
All right, hey, with that said, it's time to find out what's biting on the water. It's time for your FishDope.com report with the man, Captain Dave Hansen, your saltwater guide, and the Gamakatsu Octopus 4X hooks. 4X strong hook is not just another squid hook. Nothing penetrates deeper and holds tighter. The offset beak point is actually sharp and forged from the highest carbon steel available for every captain has their own tricks and tips on how to rig a squid. But there's no question which hook to use. It's the Gamakatsu Octopus hooks. Get them at your favorite tackle store and check out Gamakatsu.com. They are simply the best. Let's talk to Dave Hansen, your saltwater guide. Good morning, Dave.
Hey, good morning, Rick. Pete, how you guys doing today?
What's
doing
up,
great.
Dave?
Good morning. Welcome home.
Hey, thank you. Yes, we're back, and we got to go fishing yesterday, and we got to go look around and see if we could find some of those kelp patty yellowtail. I did not find any kelp patty yellowtail yesterday, but
wait.
The weather
you,
was...
You, Dave Hansen?
It must not
I know.
Oh, jeez.
Must just
I know.
There's not a possibility
but,
that could happen.
But I got to go to Catalina and fish calico bass, and I was in heaven.
Nice.
It was as good as it could possibly be. It was... Every single bait for 2 hours, my guys had the time of their lives catching fish. I mean, wanted to catch some kelp patty yellowtail, but that just wasn't in the game. So we went to Catalina and anchored up there on the east end of the island, and it was wide open calico bass. We had about 85 sea lions swimming around the boat, and the bass didn't seem to care. They were starving, and they were eating.
what was the bait? Fishing. What was the bait, Dave?
Big sardines and small sardines. They have like 6 to 8 inch sardines at the bait barge in Dana, and they also have that 4 inch sardine, so there's plenty of bitchin' bait. I talked to a couple of guys yesterday that caught some yellowtail under the kelp patties. I did not, but then I just got off the phone with Danny right before I called you, and there's a boat on the 267 right now that has 5 of those fish on the boat, and another boat called Danny last night and said he saw bluefin on the 14, so there's still plenty of stuff to do offshore, guys. It's amazing. It's January, and we're almost into February, and we're talking kelp patty yellowtail, so.
That's awesome. Yeah. That's awesome.
Pretty crazy. And
there's really
like
no
said,
reason to not go fishing.
Yeah, DannyFishDope.com. He's got all the stuff. He talks to guys like Dave every day, all day long, keeps abreast of what's going on. $20 off a new membership to FishDope.com. Use the code HOOKUPNOW, lowercase, no space. HOOKUPNOW is your $20 code for a new membership to FishDope.com. It's 365 days of reports to find out what's going on. You don't need your own code group. You've got it at fishdope.com, right, Dave?
Exactly. You're going to get to hear it right out of my mouth every day. I do live reports there on Fishdope. We kind of tell you exactly what's going on. So you definitely want to be a member of that website because it's going to change what you catch, and it's going to change the amount of fuel that you burn, and that's the big one for all of us is how much fuel did we burn today.
Yeah, indeed. All right, and how do we get a hold of you, Dave?
Well, you got my really cool website. It's been almost a year now. It's been open, and it's $4.99 a month, and you can go on there. First, you go to Fish Dope, figure out where they're biting at, then go to my website and figure out how to catch them. And I got a ton of – I got like 87 videos on there right now. We're adding new videos every week, and they're all like 3 to 5 minutes long, and they teach you how to fish in Southern California. And also boat maintenance. We do some stuff at tackle stores. I'm going to be coming down to see Rick this year, and we're going to do some stuff at Fisherman's Landing Tackle. The website's constantly growing, and we are about to launch the new Rockfish series, which is going to be a 5-part series, and it's going to have rockfish spots from San Diego to Catalina.
Nice.
Not a ton of them, but it's going to have spots, but they're only going to be up for free or for the $5 for a month, and then it's going to jump over to the spots videos. So there's going to be a call to action there for February. You're going to want to be on this website and jump in there for the access to all the spots. It's going to be spectacular.
All right. Captain Dave Hansen, your saltwater guide, thanks for that. And we'll talk to you next Sunday.
Yeah, thanks for letting me be a part of the show, and I'm glad that that penguin got so much traction.
Yeah, we have posted fun. That penguin picture on our Facebook page. It was the number one Facebook post for the past month. So,
that's cool.
Yeah, it was a good one. It was
Can
a good
you
one.
Imagine that?
Yeah, it was a good one for sure. Thanks, Dave, and we'll talk to you next
All
week.
Right. All right. Okay, Kelly and I are on our way out of the harbor here right now. We'll
All
talk right. to you later.
Go get them. Catch a big one. All right. Appreciate that very much. You know, I want to talk for a minute about next week's shows. Next Saturday, Dave Pfeiffer from Shimano. Dave is the president of Shimano, and he's been our friend and great fisherman for many, many years. And once a year, we get the opportunity to have El Presidente in the studio, and that opportunity for you is next Sunday. Dave Pfeiffer,
next
president
Saturday.
Of Shimano, or excuse me, next Saturday, Dave Pfeiffer from Shimano will be next Saturday. Then, of course, next Sunday, live from Dana Landing in Mission Bay. So we'll talk more about that event, but that's going to be a huge event.
All right. Well, I got a question for the boys about bait tanks. And, you know, I know we talked about earlier you having the blue water tanks. How does one decide proper fit, proper size, proper style? Like, you know, like Pete was saying earlier, bait tank being so important and so many boats, you know, boats are built for, you know, the entire country, not necessarily built for fishing out of San Diego. Like, how does one figure size, tank, placement, install, all that kind of stuff? Because I know there's a lot of us that have skiffs that could benefit from having a better bait system. How does the process kind of work?
Yeah, that's that was even an education for me and Jeff. We went to the Fred Hall last year, and we had our tanks there. I know Randy had his tanks around the corner, but we were talking to people about installs, and it was amazing how many people just, you know, basically, hey, it's a tank, let's throw it in the boat. And it's actually quite complicated
right.
when you think about it. So, like, you're right. Where are we going to put it? Does it affect the weight of the boat? That's a lot of weight in the middle of the boat. Is it off center? Can I fit it under the leaning post where you still get your bait? That's a big factor. Parkers are probably the easiest. You know, you can slap in the middle boat. It doesn't really affect anything. Something else would be like, is it an older center console where the engine's on the transom with the cutout? Mm-hmm. Or does it have a bracket on it? If it's got a bracket on it, I could typically get the tank a little bit further back, but I don't want to deal with water coming over the back of your boat. Then you've got your through-hole selection and location. Like Jeff said, we've had to move batteries before. You really got to get in there and get crafty with it. Had bait pumps run multiple systems. You know, you've got to make sure your water's still supplied. Some people only want one through-hole. Okay, I got to run three things off that one through-hole. Maybe we change the diameter. Then there's the pickup on the bottom. You want to make sure that's there. So it is a lot. You know, we've quoted some people, you know, a full install jobs probably around with the tank on a 48 gallon, like $2,500 to $3,000. And that's a pristine job. Yeah.
Oh,
that's
man,
the
that's
right pump, the plumbing,
yeah,
the through hole,
right,
the whole deal.
And that's Jeff picking that. I mean, he's pretty particular about the parts he picks. He
very
picks all the good stuff. Exactly. So,
yeah.
But that is the life of our fishing in Southern California. I mean, you know, there's Steve Loomis always has the best line in the world, is there's no such thing as too much live bait. You know, like there's just having the ability of having more or keeping it alive is huge. And the difference, not all tanks are created equal either. You know, just because you have whatever, a 35-gallon, you know, molded-in tank that's, you know, part of your boat, switching to a similar size but in a true fiberglass tank like one of Randy's or an appropriate tank like that. It's the difference on what it does to your bait and having the proper pump and circulation, it is not comparable.
No, you got to have it right. Right, Jeff?
Yeah, and one other point I wanted to add, Rick, was, you know, you it can be completely what you want to as the customer.
Right.
If you have the deck space and there's going to be no issue in terms of runability or performance, I mean, you can go as big as you want, really. Mm-hmm. You know, some guys are debating on the 48 or the 65, and it just comes down to really how you want your boat to be fished and how much space you want.
Sure.
We just recently reallocated the location of a tank for a customer just because he wanted more space on the side and he didn't really care. So now the tank's running parallel with the length of the boat rather than going perpendicular across the side.
He's got plenty of room back and forth, but not as much room side to side, so spin it around. Bait swims in a circle regardless.
They don't care where it is.
That's a great call.
Doesn't matter, yeah.
And you've done enough that you know the different configurations of what works and what doesn't. Yeah, that's cool. Let's go live to the tribute, Captain Mike Pritchard on, day two of a 2.5 day. Is that right, Mike?
Yeah, yes, it is. Day two, second day, very, very nice weather here. Once again, actually flat, greasy conger this morning. It was pretty interesting just to have this kind of conditions after what we had the last couple of days. Very, very good bottom fishing yesterday. Like I said, pretty much red focus group here. We do have limits of reds for yesterday. We're off to a pretty good start here today as well. And some of them are just jumbos. I mean, we want to talk about reds up into the 10-pound range. We'll be posting pictures on our Facebook page tomorrow morning. But very, very good red fishing. Pretty good fish for Banky's, assorted rockfish, whitefish. Today we're kind of focused on yellowtail. We did get two yellows here on our last trip. Both of them very nice, great fish. Probably 23, 25 pounds. And very, very good sign here this morning. Hopefully it's going to be a little more of the yellowtail action here this morning.
Wow, that sounds good. That's a good grade of yellow, too, right?
They're trophies. I know, I think the Pacific Queen fished them all day yesterday. I think he did do a little bit of bottom fishing, but I know they focused in on these yellows yesterday and had a very, very good day. I think they had somewhere around 90, and anywhere from 20 to 30 pounds. They're very nice grade fish. I still have 3/4 of our anglers that want to go back and keep catching those reds. There's no reason not to. They're trophies.
I'll take a 10-pound red over just about anything, Mike. That's
red,
unreal.
What a trip.
Yeah, what a trip you're putting together. This is great.
And flat calm
weather. Some of these guys, you know, they're fishing swim baits for the reds or fishing them on the jig. The flat fall seems to be... You know, you can fish a flat fall down here on any different drift, and it's hard to say whether it's going to be bonito, yellowtail, red, lingcod.
That's awesome.
they're very, very, very versatile.
Wow, so that Shimano flat fall is a great one. Now, what size?
I just really depending on the depth. I mean, you can fish almost any size you want down here. Just a lot of the stuff we're fishing is anywhere from 25 fathoms on to about 60. And, you know, if it drops down slow, you're looking at catching some bank fish. Some really nice banky caught on them yesterday, too, which is kind of funny.
That's cool. What well, cool trip, nice man. Yellow today. That's mostly yo-yo fish.
Both yellow that we caught on the last trip were on the yo-yo, both on 6X Juniors. One was kind of like a mackerel pattern, and the other one, I think, was a scrambled egg. Imagine that.
Yeah, right? This is so cool, Mike. Well, great fishing, man. Glad to hear Colin Ed is starting off so good. I mean, this is like prime time, having great opportunities at Yellowtail, really good cod fishing. Glad to hear the Tribute's getting in on the good action.
Yeah, and it looks like the weather this coming weekend is going to be nice. So, I mean, aside from a little bit of fog here this morning and yesterday, I mean, we've really... Really, really nice conditions down here. Almost too nice where the boat's not moving. You can't, you know, if you're going to set up on one of these deeper spots to fish rockfish, you set up right on top of it. You don't go anywhere.
Nice. Well, if somebody wants to ride the Tribute, you're on for next weekend. Trip down to Colonette. Are space available?
Yes. Lots of room available. It's a Pelagic sponsored trip. They always have lots and lots of great giveaways. And really, we only need a few more people here right now to make this trip a go. So if you'd like to come out and get in on some of this action, stock up on some fish tacos for Super Bowl or catch some yellowtail down here. It's a great time to jump on a boat and get down here.
All right. How do we get a hold of you? How do we book a trip on the Tribute?
Call Seaforth Landing at 619-224-3383 or seaforthlanding.com. Get in there and get in on some of that outstanding free parking.
All right. Thanks, Mike. Appreciate that report, and we'll look forward to the trip next week. Get the report from you next week.
All right. Hey, when we come back, we got a lot more Let's Talk Hookup coming here, including checking in with Steve Pinard from Dana Landing. We're going to find out all about the big seminar and sale next weekend. More Let's Talk Hookup coming your way on the Mighty 1090.
Many years ago, Baja pioneer Bob Van Wormer found the area he called the Great Fish Trap in the East Cape of Southern Baja and built what is now regarded as the premier East Cape resorts of Palmas de Cortez and Playa del Sol. Today, following in their father's footsteps, Bob's sons, Bobby, Chucky, and Eddie, have taken Palmas de Cortez and Playa del Sol to new levels with the largest sport fishing fleet in Mexico, a luxurious spa, and top-of-the-line resort amenities. Van Wormer resorts have become a destination for travelers worldwide. But for us, Palmas de Cortez and Playa del Sol are just a short two-hour flight away. No other tropical fishing destination offers the experience and value that you'll find at Palmas de Cortez and Playa del Sol. Now you can plan your Baja fishing vacation quick and easy by visiting VanWormerResorts.com. And when you're ready to book, it's quick and easy. Or simply call 877-777-TUNA for more information. Van Wormer Resorts, the East Cape's finest.
This is Pete Gray to tell you about one of my favorite places to fish in the world. It's Whalers Cove Lodge in Angoon, Alaska. For several years now, we've been hosting groups at Whalers Cove, and this is certainly one trip I do not miss. Each year, the Powers family makes great improvements to the lodge that make this great lodge even better. New rooms, new boats, new fish processing facilities, new outdoor kitchen. The list goes on and on. As for fishing, the calm waters around Whalers Cove are 100 miles from any large town, so you will enjoy wilderness adventure without the crowds. Whalers Cove Lodge has some of the best salt and freshwater fishing in Alaska, and there's no need for a bumpy boat ride for hours. You can find productive fishing for salmon, halibut, and rockfish just 10 minutes from the lodge. Here's the deal. The word is out on Whalers Cove, so you want to go? Book soon. WhalersCoveLodge.com or call 800-423-3123. WhalersCoveLodge.com for the Alaska fishing experience of a lifetime.
Fifth Avenue Insurance has a new name. It's Snap Insurance. Still providing anglers and boaters with the best in boat insurance and the lowest rates. The experts at Snap Insurance will make sure your boat and property are covered right. Traveling to Mexico? Snap has you covered. You can even work with your agent to wrap your home and auto with your boat policy to save even more. Call them for advice on your current boat policy or any of your insurance needs. Snap Insurance, 800-527-6617. 1-800-SNAP-15 or snapins.com. That's snapins.com.
All of us at the American Angler family want to express appreciation to our regular passengers that fish with us year after year and to the new anglers that came out this last season. We realize how precious your vacation time is, and we are truly grateful that you have chosen to spend this time with us. It's important that your experience is memorable, from the moment you call the office to the time you step off the boat. Hi, I'm Lori. Call me at the office, 619-223-5414, or check us out at AmericanAnglerSportFishing.com. Come fishing with the American Angler family and make a memory.
38 years ago, my parents started Fast Lane Sailing Center. They sold catamarans because they wanted to do what they loved and sell what they loved to do. They wanted to share their passion with others, share the stoke. I'm Hayden Lane, and over the last 3 decades, my parents have shared that passion with thousands of people, my brother, sister, and I among them. We grew up right there at the shop in Dana Landing Marina in Mission Bay, sailing on the bay, fishing off the docks, and later off the Hobie Mirage kayaks. We grew up surrounded by the water. Our shop was filled with tools that Hobie and other brands have made to enjoy on the water. And I use them all. I mean all of them. Wouldn't you? So when you come into the shop, you're not going to hear a salesperson trying to convince you to buy something. You're going to hear us bragging about how much fun we have on these toys and telling you to do the same. We test every product out there, and we only sell the best because we want to use the best. So check out our website at fastlanekayaking.com or get on down to the shop in Dana Landing and find your next adventure.
When it comes to fishing rods for saltwater, there's just one name you need to know, CalStar. Take, for example, the Graphiter series. It's a true graphite and fiberglass composite rod, the finest it's ever been built. And for anglers seeking traditional performance, durability, and quality at an affordable price, the CalStar West Coast series of rods and blanks are the ones for you. Their master craftsmen bring decades of rod building experience to every rod they make. So if you want your fishing rods to be truly state-of-the-art, I always recommend CalStar at fine tackle stores everywhere.
XEPRS 1090 AM Rosarito, Baja California.
San Diego's sports leader.
The home of ESPN Radio.
The Mighty 1090.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup on the Mighty 1090.
Look who's on the line, Mr. Steve Pinard from Dana Landing. Good morning, Steven.
What's up, Steve?
Good morning, guys. How are you?
Hey, doing great. Big event 1 week from today. You ready?
I'm ready. Yeah. I'm ready. Just going to throw a little shout-out to Jeff and the boys. You know, I put a brand-new 200 Yamaha on my 21 Parker Center console, and the motor was not talking to the shifter. Instead of me having to bring the boat over there, Jeff drove down to Dana Landing, hooked the laptop up, and got the two to talk to each other. And all was perfect. He was out of there in 15 minutes. So
that's awesome.
Wow.
Another little prop to those guys. They do a great job down there.
Thank you.
And then, obviously, we have our seventh annual. I can't believe it's seventh year already, but our Bay Bass, you know, seminar and sale. I know you guys have talked about all the details and everything, but, you know, you kind of talked about the sales. Pretty much everything in the store is on sale, you know, like 25% off clothes. And Ricky and I talk about it every year. A lot of the stuff that we're given really good discounts are, like, the stuff we don't need to do discounts
exactly.
Right now, you know. Swim baits, the war baits, you know, Afrin and you know, Afrin and Corey obviously have their stuff, and that would be deeply discounted. But all the stuff we fish with this time of year that we don't really need to be discounted will all be discounted. I mean, that's what it's there for. It's kind of, you know, load up certainly for, you know, kind of have it right before the Bay Bass tournament there. But, you know, all the stuff you need is for sale. It's not like we're selling, you know, Marlin jigs right now. So plenty of stuff.
But are Marlin jigs on sale?
Everything's
on sale.
Pretty much everything.
That's the point I keep trying to stress, is when Steve and Johnny throw a sale, they don't mess around. Like, the gloves come off. It's a really, really good time to come down and take advantage. And, I mean, it really is. It's like a mini Fred Hall show. You can go, if you're in the market for a new reel, you can go talk to all these different reps about their product, whether it's Bay Bass related or not. You know, I mean, you get to talk to 4 or 5 different people about, you know, the merits of theirs. Then you get to go in and buy whatever it is that you are looking for on a great deal. It's just it's a really, really fun day and a cool atmosphere, and it's a rad event. I can't wait.
Yep, and it's certainly not in place of the Fred All. You know, obviously it is a Bay Bass thing, and that's kind of our angle there, certainly because it's right before the San Diego Anglers Bay Bass tournament.
Right.
So it's certainly targeted towards that. Everything's available, but you know, obviously it's targeted towards Bay Bass, and you guys already talked about it. I mean, join CCI, give you a $40 gift card. I mean, you know, there's free lunch. I mean, Traeger's going to be Rory from Traeger will be here at 3 in the morning probably already having cooking. When you guys show up at 7, he'll have 4 hours of cooking already.
And what's he cooking?
Free I'm not sure. I'm not sure.
Something killer? Something killer that at 7 o'clock in the morning is already going to smell so good that you're going to hang out till whatever lunchtime is anyways?
I've yet to eat something off of Rory's Grill, and I'm like, this isn't awesome. So. And it's a super casual event. You can come in and out. Plenty of free parking. I mean, you know, some two huge parking lots right here. Ron's going to have all this stuff. I mean, I know you guys have already gone with the details, but it just I want to invite everyone down. It's a great, easy event to do, and we're stoked to be partnering up with Let's Talk Hook Up with that live broadcast, and
then
go on down.
And then your next-door neighbor, Ron Lane, Fastlane Kayaks, they're going to be hosting the Ultimate Bay Bass Symposium. I'll be moderating it. Corey Sandin, Afton Buten, Benny Florentino, Matt Moyer, they're all going to be there, and it's your time to ask questions of these experts that catch a lot of fish.
And you want to talk about four guys who is all they do is fish, and they sell, you know, they're manufacturers. I mean, Afrin and Corey. So those guys are always tweaking stuff. And literally, you want to talk about someone just pays attention to what catches. I mean, those four guys and are more than willing to share it. I mean, it's crazy. Well, you know, talking to one of those guys and the quick changes they even make and are working on prototypes for jigs for, you know, coming down the road is pretty amazing with those four guys. So.
Yeah, no doubt about it. And, of course, you know, there'll be a great seminar and Benny Florentino, that's what I was trying to say.
Yep.
Benny Florentino will be our guest on Let's Talk Hookup from 7 to 9 a.m. So come on down and see Benny. Ask questions of Benny. We're going to have great live step-up-to-the-mic prizes for you, some awesome stuff. I have some special stuff that's going to be available for you. Step up to the mic prizes. And I know Steven's always very generous about those that participate in Let's Talk Hookup and giving away a lot of good stuff.
Yep. So come on down, support CCA, have a good time, and hopefully we see you guys next Sunday.
Next Sunday, 7 a.m. to 1 p.m. Don't forget, it ends at 1 p.m. So come on down early and stick around for lunch, free lunch. And we'll look forward to it. Dana Landing right next to the San Diego Dana Launch Ramp in Mission Bay right across from SeaWorld. Thanks, Stephen. Looking forward to next Sunday.
Sounds good.
All right.
See you, Steve.
Appreciate that. All right. And one thing I might mention, too, is that you guys next week are going to be handing out valuable coupons.
That's right.
Right? Tell us about that.
Yeah. If you come down to Dana Landing, we hope you guys see you there. You're going to 15% off of your first service. That's 15% off your first service.
What?
Yeah.
That's big
huge.
Discount.
Yeah, that's
chunk
awesome.
Of money. We were going to do 10, and we said let's go
step
up another
up.
5. Exactly. So come down and get that coupon. We actually have some beer koozies to give out, too, which are nice. Stop by our booth at Dana Landing.
That's cool, you guys.
So that'll be the H&H Marine.
Yes, it will.
15% off your first service.
That's correct.
So I know what you're trying
to do. Yeah, it's a dirty trick.
Yeah, it's a dirty trick. You're trying to get people to know how good your service is,
that's
and
right.
then they're going to hook up.
I want to keep them fishing.
That's it.
They got us.
Yeah, no doubt about
it.
877-792-1090 or 858-457-1090. You still have a chance to get into the running for that pair of Maui Jim sunglasses. Let's find out what's cooking. Our buddy Yanni's on the line from Fisherman's Belly. Good morning, Yanni.
Good morning, gentlemen, and good morning to all the fishermen out there. How are you guys doing this morning?
Fantastic. What's cooking?
Well, I'll tell you what's cooking. My stomach is growling. First, you guys are talking about bait fish. Then you're talking about giant reds. And then you start talking about yellowtails, and that's exactly what my new recipe is all about, yellowtails. Listen, for all the fishermen that are out there and lucky enough to catch a yellowtail, please ask the deckhand, just gut and gill the yellowtail, and bring it home, because my brand new original dish is a yellowtail cream corn soup.
Ooh.
That teaches fishermen how to create their own fish stock by using the yellowtail head and the yellowtail carcass. And of course, once you learn how to make a fish stock, the sky's the limit. But I've taken that fish stock and added milk and a few vegetables, including corn and milk, and oh my God, I've turned it into a yellowtail cream corn soup that's just out of this world.
Wow, sounds really great. Of course, that's up at fishermansbelly.com right now. We'll have it on the Let's Talk Hookup website, letstalkhookup.com, on our Angler's Table blog section there in the blog, and that's going to be I can't wait. I love yellowtail. And yellowtail corn, cream corn soup, that sounds really good, Yanni.
Oh, my God. I can't stop eating the leftovers. I'm crying because I don't have any more. I got to make more.
Sounds great, Yanni. Appreciate that. It'll be up. Check it out. Make it for yourself at fishermansbelly.com, and we'll talk to you in a couple weeks.
You bet, gentlemen. Thank you.
Thanks,
right.
Yanni.
Thanks a lot. Appreciate that. All right. 858-457-1090. Phones are packing up. Let's jump into it.
You got it. Cliff in El Cajon is up next on Let's Talk Hookup. Hi, Cliff.
Hey, good morning, guys. Great show.
Thanks,
I missed, unfortunately, the very beginning of the show, but I was thrilled to hear you have Dan from the Freedom Boat Club on. We've been a fishing family since my kids could crawl, and I've owned many boats, but we've been a member of the Freedom Boat Club for the last quite a few years and absolutely love it. I don't know if you guys got to cover most of it in the beginning, but, you know, we have center consoles, parkers, pontoon boats. We're in Dana Landing in San Diego Bay, and not having to own a boat has let me spend a lot more money in Fisherman's Landing and Dana Landing on the gear. But my question for Dan, can you tell us any of the new plans you have for 2019?
Yeah, Cliff, thanks for calling in, buddy. You've been a great member and always support me. I really, really appreciate that. Besides opening a new dealership with Jeff next to me, H&H Marine, and selling new boats, we plan to add 8 to 10 boats every year. I'm gonna throw 8 to 10 boats this year. I think I ordered 17 boats this year. Got to sell some fleet, flip them over, and then expanding.
How many boats do you have now?
32 boats.
Jeez.
Just in San Diego?
Just in San Diego, yeah.
Yeah. And are they all in Mission Bay?
Mission Bay and San Diego Bay, 50-50.
50-50.
Split, yeah. So down at the Sheraton at Cabrillo Isle.
At Cabrillo Isle.
And Dana Landing, yep.
All right. Very good. Yeah, that's your other business is
that
the boat club, right?
Yeah, the boat club led us into this. I mean, we had, like I said, we needed some service, and there wasn't anybody around.
Yeah. And so Jeff was a natural, and so Jeff takes care of all the boats, Freedom Boat Club.
Yeah, we got all the big stuff. You know, we got to do overhauls and hang some hang motors and things like that. Yeah, we get it done at H&H.
Yeah, and you of course now have the Striper line of boats. Are you going to put in some Stripers in the boat club lineup?
Yeah, I'm actually going to try to look in that. We're going to test stuff out this year. I don't make decisions very quickly, but I like to see how it works. And it's a great boat. Again, it's a walk around, and nobody makes them. So.
Yeah.
You know, perfect little boat for San Diego.
Yeah, nice to be able to throw your gear down below, keep everything dry, go down. Somebody's driving on the way, you know, driving out early in the morning, rack out a little bit on the ride back.
Yeah,
nice fishing platform.
Yeah, I challenge people to come take a look at the 20-footer. Me and Jeff were commenting, it doesn't look like a 20-foot boat.
That's cool.
And it's got the swinging tongue, and you could put it in your driveway easily. Makes for a nice boat.
Still tow it with a half-ton truck.
Easily.
You don't have to worry about upgrading your tow vehicle to deal with it.
It's got a 150 on it, so you're not burning a lot of gas. It's a great little boat.
How much fuel does that 20 have?
That's 100 gallons, isn't it?
Wow.
Yeah.
So with the 150, you're going to go a long way.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
You're going to go a long, long way. Hey, Cliff, thanks a lot for the call this morning. Appreciate that very much. That does free up 858-457-1090 open right now.
How about John in Upland up next on Let's Talk Hookup? Hi, John. Good morning.
Good morning.
Hi, John.
Go ahead,
yeah,
John.
I have a, yes. Can you hear me?
Yeah, loud and clear.
Oh, okay. I have a 15-horse Yamaha that I bought 2 years ago. And my question is, how often do I have to change the fuel filter?
On a 15.
How often are you using the boat?
Well, I actually only use, I go up to Sierras in June, and then I go up again in September. So I actually only use it like 2 times a year.
Okay. Well, there's an interesting way you can look at service work, okay? You can do it based upon hours or based upon time. So we like to say an annual service or a 100-hour service. You know, avid folks that are out there, you know, they may put more than 100 hours on their boat in a year, but, you know, a pretty traditional user puts about 100 hours on, and so you take care of your, you know, your 100-hour or your annual service every year. So if you're using your boat twice a year, I would still change your fuel filter annually because, you know, we talked about ethanol earlier. We talked about, you know, moisture buildup when the fuel tank sits, and you may have a can that you just plug into, but... And you might keep it in the garage, and, you know, who knows really what the fuel tank situation is. But, you know, debris gets in there no matter what. I mean, a small little filter like that, I would change it annually.
And what about if you don't use the boat a lot, you still want to do an annual service on a boat? Yeah.
The annual service is going back to that preventative maintenance
thing.
You want to check the boat out, look at the spark plugs, check the wires, do visual inspection, you know, check the cooling system. I mean, you want to do it annually. We've had crazy things happen where bees have, you know, lodged themselves in fuel lines and, you know, and
trying to make a honeycomb or something. Right?
Yeah, I mean, crazy stuff, and that doesn't, you know, that's not because of lack of use. Well, it's because of lack of use, but I mean, that's not you know, an issue that's directly related to, you know, engine breakdown or something right, like sure. that. But you know, that annual service allows you to know exactly what's going on, and you can tackle all the problems that, you know, may not even
that impeller was dry for a year, not getting turned, blades getting stiff.
That's the other one that people overlook is the water pump. You know, I mean, it's just rubber, you know, and it holds that shape, and, you know, you don't want to find yourself overheating at all and, you know, causing potential, you know, more severe engine damage, so.
Especially in John's case, he got two big trips a year. It's so easy to drop the thing off, go pick it up. Just, you know, the last thing you want of your two big trips going up to the series every year is be compromised by having your outboard not work. It's inexpensive, small, easy to deal with. Just drop it off a month ahead of time and know that you'll be perfect.
There you go. Good call. Hey, thanks a lot for the call this morning. Bill in Irvine, just about 30 seconds left for you, Bill. You have a quick question?
Hello?
Hi, Bill. You have about a quick question?
Oh, yeah. I was just curious. I don't own a boat, but I like to keep dreaming. What would be like a minimal, safe, optimized boat to fish like Catalina Island and locally, like, you know, boat and motor package and approximate price?
Dan?
Yeah, honestly, that 20-foot Striper we're talking about is perfect. I mean, that's you're talking about a great entry-level boat. It's the walk-around so you can get away from the weather. It's got the 150 on the back, which is great, fuel efficient, easy to tow, it's light, it's got the swingable tongue, so you can park it in your driveway and people aren't kicking it in the sidewalk, but, yeah, and that boat package, MSRP's right around 92, again, boat show special coming up, like to see that boat go out the door for around 78.
Wow, no kidding, yeah. That's great.
And being a new boat, there's incredible boat financing right now.
Absolutely, yeah. You can finance for up to 10 years, yeah.
10 years, your payment is like a couple $100 a month.
Yeah, it's not bad at all.
Yeah, for sure. Hey, stop dreaming.
Yeah, go
fishing.
Make it happen.
All right, thanks a lot for the call.
Hey, when we come back, we're going to find out who's got a brand new pair of Maui Jims. You stay tuned. More Let's Talk Hookup coming your way on the Mighty 1090. Rock Cod Rick here for West Coast Marine and Parker Boats. You see them all over Southern California waters. Parker Boats at the launch ramp, the offshore islands. You wake up in the morning on an overnight trip, and there they are. Parker Boats of all size fishing in the same area as the sporties. There's a good reason for it. Fishability and seaworthiness. Of all the boats out there, my boat partner and I chose to get a brand new 25 Parker center console from Kevin Kelly and the gang at West Coast Marine, and I could not be happier. Wow, what a fishing machine. Parker Marine builds a heavy-duty, industrial-strength boat, probably overbuilt, but that's why so many 4 and 6 pack charters choose to operate Parkers. We thank the guys at Pinnacle Sport Fishing, Season Sport Fishing, One Man Charters, Black and Blue Sport Fishing for their confidence in Parker boats. Take it from me, if you are ready for a new Parker at a fair, upfront, and honest deal, you need to see Kevin Kelly at West Coast Marine, located at 1555 Newport Boulevard in Costa Mesa, or check out their inventory and information at westcoastmarine.com.
When it comes to Southern California sport fishing, two names stand out: Fisherman's Landing Tackle and Shimano. Hi, this is Doug Kern. We have the most complete selection of Shimano saltwater rods and reels, like Talica, Trinidad, and Tranks reels, plus Terramar and Therese rods. Our professional saltwater experts at Fisherman's Landing Tackle have the know-how to help you choose the right Shimano rod and reel for your next trip. When it comes to Shimano gear, you owe it to yourself to visit us at Fisherman's Landing Tackle at Fisherman's Landing in San Diego or on the web at saltwatertackle.com.
Yamaha Outboards Say Yes to Reliability sales event is here. For a limited time, purchase an eligible new 2.5 to 115 horsepower four-stroke and get 5 years of warranty protection plus up to $500 in dealer credit. New 150 to 300 horsepower four-strokes get 6 years of warranty protection. Yamaha Reliability starts here. Visit your local Yamaha dealer today. Offer ends March 31st, 2019. Subject to change at any time. Other restrictions and conditions apply. See authorized participating Yamaha outboard dealers for details. This promotion cannot be used with any other Yamaha offer.
Fisherman's Landing is the top choice in local and long-range fishing. Hi, this is Doug Kern. Our hardworking crew is always looking for ways to improve your fishing experience. We offer the finest open party trip from 1 to 3 days, the best charter boats available, and of course, our world-renowned long-range fleet is second to none. We are proud to say Fisherman's Landing is now a full-service sport fishing operation, offering half-day trips on the Dolphin, and now, for the first time in the long history of Fisherman's Landing, we have three-quarter day open party trips on the Liberty. We built the Liberty specifically to offer a better experience. Run by veteran captain Taro Takeuchi, the 85-foot Liberty is the first open party three-quarter day boat to offer bunks for your comfort. She also has huge bait capacity and RSW fish holds to keep your catch fresh. Plus, Liberty has a big galley and two interior heads with showers. Our open party trips from half day, three-quarter day, or 1 to 3 day trips can be easily booked online at fishermanslanding.com or give us a call at 619-221-8500. I'll see you at Fisherman's Landing in San Diego.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup on the Mighty 1090. All right, the big winner of those Maui Jim Big Wave sunglasses, that's going to Brian in Wildomar. Congratulations, Brian. You are going to be stoked with those new glasses.
Okay, yeah, great. And, of course...
Harupa Valley. My bad. You're right. Yeah,
Harupa Valley.
Harupa Valley, excuse
Brian
me.
Brian and Harupa Valley.
I saw one, wrote the other. Brian, yeah. Harupa Valley. Brian, congratulations, Harupa Valley. Brian. You're
Brian.
Stoked.
Yep, yeah. The Brian and Harupa Valley won the glasses. Indeed. And we want to thank you guys from H&H Marine. Jeff, of course, you do fantastic work. Been working with me for many, many years. And sure appreciate your hard work and get-it-done attitude. And that's
you,
what
Pete.
It happens at H&H Marine, for
Thank
sure.
Thank you very much. Thank we you. Appreciate it.
Right. And, Dan, somebody wants more information on buying one of those striper boats, getting their Yamaha outboard or any outboard service, Honda, Mercury, whatever. How do we get a hold of you guys?
Yeah. Basically, you want to just take a look at the website, hhmarineservice.com. There's actually a little nice little link. You can fill out the information. We've got a section where you can type in your problem, and somebody will give you a call within half a day, if less. And we'll take care of you.
Yeah, and like I say, if you want your boat service, your outboard service, get in line right now. This is a good time to do
yeah.
it, right?
Absolutely, yeah.
yeah.
And we'll come to you. We'll come to your house. I don't care where it's at.
Wow.
Let's get you done. So
mobile service. If your boat's in the water, you'll come pick it up on a trailer.
That's right.
The whole deal.
Yep.
Wow, that's pretty awesome.
Great job, you guys.
H&H Marine, highly recommended. Thanks, guys, and thank you for listening today. Thanks to Adam for all he does on the other side of the glass. What a great weekend. Next weekend's going to be, too. Dave Pfeiffer, president of Shimano America, is going to be here in the studio with us 7 to 9 a.m. next Saturday. And then next Sunday, we'll be live at Dana Landing in Mission Bay for the Big Bay Bass Seminar and Sale. Thanks for listening today. We'll see you next week right back here on the Mighty 1090.
There are challenges that are presented to you in life and that pushes you to a change that demand an extraordinary effort. Baja California also needs a profound process of